This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 61 through 64. Lead me to the rock. My soul waits for God alone. Trust in Him at all times. My soul thirsts for You. And hide me from the wicked. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare Your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I want all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? If even lifeless instruments, such as the flute or the harp, do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is played? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves, if with your tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different languages in the world, and none is without meaning. But if I do not know the meaning of the language, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, In St. Paul's day, some of the members of the Christian church in Corinth suffered from an unhealthy fascination with the spiritual gift of tongues, the miraculous gift of proclaiming the word of God through those who had no human ability to speak in a distant tongue. A clear example of this extraordinary gift of the Holy Spirit was recorded by St. Luke in the second chapter of the book of Acts, as the apostles clearly proclaim the prophetic word of Christ with all boldness to a myriad of people gathered from all kinds of places, speaking all kinds of languages. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And so, about 23 years later, St. Paul calls Corinthian Christians to task for a misplaced desire to speak publicly in languages foreign to them, without considering the ultimate appropriateness, the actual benefit of gifts expressly given for the creation and strengthening of Christian faith through the Word. In this occasional epistle, St. Paul was led by the Holy Spirit himself to correct and admonish all among the Corinthian Christians who were sorely in need of hearing the will of the Lord concerning the miraculous gifts the Holy Spirit endows when and where he wills for God's glory, for the salvation of the nations. With surgical precision, St. Paul asks, when it comes to your great desire for the gift of tongues, what great benefit to your neighbor does this actually accomplish? How does the speaking in a language no one in the room understands edify, build up, strengthen the church? It is our old Adam, our old fallen, will never believe nature that delights in public exhibitions of exotic and foreign and alien behavior that set us apart from other believers present. This delight in public performances puts the spotlight on awesome-looking displays that are of no actual benefit to anyone around us. Like extravagant jewelry worn for show, the gift of foreign languages is given that our eyes and ears and the ears and eyes and ears of our neighbor in front of us would actually be placed on the saving person and work of Jesus Christ. As Luther and the Reformers remind us, soli Deo Gloria. Our silly, our fallen attempts to domesticate the extraordinary gifts of God for our own purposes cannot check the required box that's labeled builds up the Christian church. And passages of God's holy word, such as Corinthians 14, call us to repentance for such behavior that only leads to clapping for performers and spiritual confusion. More importantly, St. Paul calls out our sinful desire, that desire of the old Adam, as it continues to seek out and display the grand and glorious, not for the building up of the church or the spread of the gospel, but for the elevation of self. The prophets and apostles announce anathema on anything that miserably fails to provide true Christian grace and mercy for those Christ has gathered before us, that they might be forgiven and strengthened and comforted through the means he has established. His precious, but to the eyes of the world unspectacular word and sacraments. The Corinthian Christians needed to learn and relearn what we also need to learn and relearn. The varied spiritual gifts graciously given by our Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit, given when and where He deigns, are given in Christ Jesus for the simple purpose of presenting the person and work of the one Redeemer, that we would freely respond with full-throated praise and thanksgiving. I am the world's Redeemer, Christ announces. And with God given through the Holy Spirit faith, we echo back the saving word we have heard. This faithful witness from our redeemed mouths is our confession to the triune God. And until Christ comes again, this faithful confession from our sanctified lips also serves as a witness to those around us. The end goal is always doxology, intentionally spoken in a coherent and clear and distinctive voice that gives all glory to God, builds up the Christian faith of our neighbor, and acts as a reasoned testimony to those who do not yet believe in the Savior Jesus Christ. What was St. Paul called to display? Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Paul describes his ministry as the call to display, to trumpet Christ and his gospel in the same way the placard on our Savior's cross not only proclaimed the unimaginable truth of Golgotha, but also serves as a call to believe that this Jesus is surely the King of Israel and the Redeemer of the nations. And the apostles sang this extraordinary truth Pilate wrote and let stand in multiple languages for a multiplicity of peoples. And our mouths have also been graciously sanctified to treasure and trumpet the innocent suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus with words that honor our Savior and benefit the neighbor in need, whether through ordinary speech or some unexpected tongue. Speak words that serve to edify your brother's faith. Sing words that actually serve to encourage your sister's faith. Trumpet words that in clear tones comfort the faith of your family and the family of Christ and give witness to your yet-to-believe neighbor. You see, Christ has called us to something very different than the theatrically impressive but contentless stage performance. In his grace and mercy, our Lord Christ calls us to give all glory and honor and praise to him as we serve our neighbor in need. And we serve our neighbor as we pray for an end to anything that robs attention from the Lamb who once was slain but now lives and reigns to restore and redeem too often self-seeking me and too often self-serving you in a fallen world that drools over anything presenting itself as glamorous and glitzy. Nothing delights the Holy Spirit more than when eyes are on and throats declare the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You have been redeemed and sanctified by God in Christ through His Spirit. The Spirit of Christ who graciously bestows saving gifts according to His good pleasure, that each of us may speak the divine word faithfully handed to us by the prophets and apostles with clear tones, with distinct meaning. Our plea to the Holy Spirit that we would be graciously given whatever gifts he deigns to build up true faith in Christ, with tongues set apart to confess to those near and those far off that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In our prayers, we give thanks with Zach and Dana Tews at the birth of their daughter Cheyenne. To support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, source of all life and giver of all joy, receive our thanksgiving for safely delivering Cheyenne into this world. Draw her into your holy family, that she may faithfully follow you and be one with us in the confession of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.